Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. My brothers and sisters, with heartfelt gratitude and love, I thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that He has given me the grace of coming among you today. Today, for the first time in history, a bishop of Rome sets foot on English soil. I am deeply moved at this thought. This fair land, once a distant outpost of the pagan world, has become, through the preaching of the gospel, a beloved and gifted portion of Christ's vineyard. Yours is a tradition embedded in the history of Christian civilization. The role of your saints and of your great men and women, your treasures of literature and music, your cathedrals and colleges, your rich heritage of parish life speak of a tradition of faith. And it is to the faith of your fathers, living still, that I wish to pay tribute by my visit. I am happy that I can concelebrate this Eucharist with my brother bishops, who, together with me, are the successors of the apostles, and whose task it is to sanctify and govern the portion of the church entrusted to their pastoral care. Let us reflect on the spiritual significance of this moment. Christ, the chief shepherd, gave to Peter, as we have heard proclaimed in the passage from St. John's Gospel, the task of confirming his brothers in their faith and in their pastoral duty. Feed my lambs, look after my sheep. I come among you in response to this command of the Lord. I come to confirm the faith of my brother bishops. I come to remind all believers who today inherit the faith of their fathers that in each diocese the bishop is the visible sign and source of the church's unity. I come among you as the visible sign and source of unity for the whole church. I come at the service of unity in love, in the humble and realistic love of the repentant fisherman. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Christians down the ages often traveled to that city where the apostles Peter and Paul had died in witness to their faith and were buried. But during 400 years, the steady flow of English pilgrims to the tombs of the apostles shrank to a trickle. Rome and your country were estranged. Now, the Bishop of Rome comes to you. I truly come at the service of unity in love, but I come as a friend too, and I am deeply grateful for your welcome. I have always admired your love of freedom, your generous hospitality to other peoples in their adversity. As a son of Poland, I have the strongest, most personal reason for this admiration and for the thanks that go with it. With these sentiments, I am especially glad to do what Peter did in the early church. I shall administer baptism here this morning and meditate with you on its meaning. In a mysterious but real way, there is repeated and represented in this hallowed place that moment of the early church's life when, as we have read in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter stood with the 11 and addressed them in a loud voice concerning the need to be baptized and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As a result, many received his word and were baptized, being added to the number of the household of the living God. Through baptism, we are incorporated into Christ. We accept his promise and his command.